Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you like what you hear today, then please check us out in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Find us on Twitter at You Better You Bet. We are on weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Ken and I are on the BetQL network. I am on Twitter and Instagram at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, is on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. Coming up this hour on Countdown to Kickoff, full prop discussion in a game of whatever you prefer. We are going to lead you away, dear listener and dear viewer. Maybe we hope we're going to give you winning bets, but we're really going to try to help you not make terrible bets in the prop market coming up today and this weekend in the National Football League. That is coming up 20 minutes from now. 40 minutes from now, best bets for both games today, side and total. We're going to talk about giving props, BetQL's free-to-play contest, which is going to give $2,000 to the winner this week. We'll break that down, and the Prop King will make thy royal appearance to close the show. So an absolutely loaded hour number two here on Countdown to Kickoff. And we start this loaded hour, and really no better way to do it. We are now joined by Odyssey Sports NFL insider, former NFL general manager, the great Michael Lombardi, who joins us on the Roman guest line. You can check out Michael on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, weekly available on the Odyssey app. Michael, happy divisional weekend to you and yours. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Michael, I'm really excited to kind of get your takes on these four games. Obviously, you know, the quality of play, the quality of the team playing better than wild card weekend. These are all of our Super Bowl contenders. I think the are actually really interesting. The point spreads are very interesting. A lot of tightly lined games. No one really sure quite who's going to win, despite the fact that we have some Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing. Why don't we just go in chronological order here? Cincinnati, Tennessee gets us started today. We've seen a little bit of line movement even recently in this game. So Tennessee went out to a 4-point favorite this morning in a lot of places. Those have been bet immediately. It's now back to 3.5. So Tennessee, a 3.5-point favorite. Derrick Henry obviously back for them, and the total is 47.5. Your thoughts and what we expect from Bengals and Titans?
Well, you know, I mean, when you break down the playoffs, I think it really comes down to teams that can handle situational football the best. And this is why Tennessee's the number one seed. They're really good on third downs defense. They're really good on third down offense. They're really good in red zone offense. They're really good in red zone defense. And when they don't turn the ball over, and they play really well. Now, when they turn it over like they did against Houston or New England or the Jets, they lose games, and their margin for error is very, very small. But I think in this game, with Larry Ogunjobi out and them having to sign Zach Kerr, the Bengals trying to reinvigorate their defense, and knowing that the fact that last week that really the Raiders, if they would have run the football more instead of 13 carries for 6.4 yard average with Josh Jacobs, they could have controlled the game better. I mean, they put the ball in David Carr's hands 54 times, which isn't really what you want to do. So I think Tennessee will play a style. I think it'll be a hard style for Cincinnati to get control of the game. And as long as the ball doesn't get thrown over Tennessee's head, I think it's going to be hard for the Bengal offensive line to execute 6, 10, 8 plays in a row effectively.
Michael, sounds to me like you're leaning towards laying the point to Tennessee. Is that how you would choose to bet this game if you're betting it, laying it with Tennessee minus the 3.5? And also, if you had to do something with the total, what would you do, again, sitting at 47.5?
You know, I think the pace of the game will be slower. I mean, the one thing you always worry about with Cincinnati is the ball being thrown over your head like they did in the Chiefs game. But really, in the Chiefs game, the Chiefs blow a coverage. That's one touchdown. They don't tackle with a playing zone. That's another touchdown. And then a jump ball touchdown. So, you know, Tennessee's got to avoid those. I mean, Chase is dynamic, don't get me wrong. But when you don't blow a coverage, and if you could just tackle in a zone defense, you're going to eliminate some of those big plays. So I do lean under pretty much in all these games, except maybe the Rams-Tampa game, because I do think both teams will move the football effectively there. But I think pace is so important to Tennessee. And I think Tennessee likes to play that style, and I think they'll be effective at it.
So, Michael, sounds like in the night game, as we transition to the Saturday night game between the Niners and Packers, maybe a lean toward the under in that game. Total 47, supposed to be very cold, wind chill in the negative degrees probably at Lambeau Field. Yeah, sounds awesome for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's obviously nursing now finger and shoulder injuries. The Packers are a 5.5-point favorite. The total is 47. Green Bay, obviously, with a week off, ton of injury concerns for both sides. I'm curious which of those you find kind of impactful for each team. What do you think, Packers and Niners on Saturday night?
Well, you know, now every game from here on out is a rematch, right? So if you go back and watch the first game in week three, the 49ers got behind 17-0 and really dug a deep hole in themselves. And they were able to dig out. And with 37 seconds left to go in the game, they gave the ball back to the great Aaron Rodgers. And he led them down the field for the 51-yard field goal by Mason Crosby for the win. You know, in that game, guys, the Niners didn't run the ball very effectively. Sermon was the lead, was the main back during this time of the 49ers season. And, you know, he ran for 67 yards on like 21 carries. They really couldn't run the ball. Deebo Samuel wasn't involved. So, you know, I think that's got to change. And the way they game planned in that game was rather interesting. The Packers were playing much better defense at that point of the season. They really were. The Packers got to control the middle of the field with their defense. I mean, they've got to force Jimmy Garoppolo to throw the ball outside, which is what Jimmy and this 49er offense really doesn't do very well. They've got to pack the middle of the field. And I think as far as the over-under, the pace of this game, these are the two, one of the two slowest offenses in football. One's 32nd and one's 30th. The pace of the game is really not important. It's important to me. They slow it down. Why? Green Bay comes to the line of scrimmage, and they allow Rodgers to have time to read the defense and then put him in the right play. And San Francisco wants to run the ball and control the pace of the game. And you see the 49ers, they'll take the play clock down as much as they can. So I think it'll be an under game. I like the under. I lean towards Green Bay. Here's the other factor that bothers me about this game. In football, the theory in football is if you win two of the three phases, you should win the game. The Niners should win the kick, should win the special teams, right? The Packers are a disaster in the kicking game. And if they put Deebo Samuel back to return kicks, the number one high school returner, I think he's got South Carolina records in returning kicks for touchdowns. He's just remarkable on that. If they do that, they'll create field position. And then if they can run the ball and win with their offense like the Browns did, you know, that's two of the three phases. The problem that stops me from going all in on San Francisco is the great Aaron Rodgers, because he's the deodorant that covers up all smells that come out of Green Bay. And yeah, they're going to get some players back. There's no doubt. Bakari at left tackle is going to be huge for them to get him back. Alexander will help, certainly. But the last time they played, this 49er offensive line really had a hard time blocking Garrett. They really had a hard time blocking. And that's what worries me most.
Michael, is it your sense that we're going to see David Bakhtiari play in the game tonight for the Green Bay Packers? No, Matt LaFleur said he was questionable, officially questionable on the injury report. I don't know if like you're like reporting something. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but is it your sense at least that we'll see Bakhtiari on the field? Obviously a critical player for the Packers.
Right. I'm assuming he's going to play. I mean, I think he's going to, I mean, to me, they wouldn't have gone through all this if he's not going to play, you know, and that leads us to the next game, which is to me, one of the most critical designations is without Whitworth at left tackle. That's a huge problem. You put Joey Noteboom over there for the Rams. Now that's a huge problem. Now you got two tackles that struggle to block. So I think that this really will help. Remember in the playoff game last year when they lost to Tampa, the tackles and LaFleur didn't really help them at all, but the tackles really struggled to protect Rodgers, particularly early in the game.
You better, you bet. BetQL Network's Countdown to Kickoff. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley with you, joined by Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, former NFL General Manager, the great Michael Lombardi, breaking down all the games. And this, the best sports weekend of the year, divisional weekend in the National Football League. Michael, let's turn our attention to that Bucks-Rams game coming up on Sunday in the early slot. And you mentioned the Rams going to be without left tackle Andrew Whitworth. Tampa may be without a couple offensive linemen of their own. Star right tackle Tristan Wirfs, maybe the best right tackle in the league. We'll see about center Ryan Jensen. Both are questionable for Tampa. The Bucks have until 4 p.m. Eastern time today on Saturday to activate Leonard Net for this game. Tampa basically sitting as like a 2.5-3-point favorite, hovering in between that number against the Rams. Total in this game is 48. Now, I think you said maybe like you like a little more points scored in this game than might be expected here. Where do you lean side and total, Bucks and Rams?
Again, go back to the last game, right? The last game, this game was dominated by the Rams. I mean, if it wasn't for Stafford overthrowing Deshaun Jackson twice, that Deshaun would have had three big plays in the game. Now, he's not even on the team anymore. But for some reason, and I can't really put my finger on it, that Sean McVay does a really good job attacking the Todd Bowles defense. He kind of has a way of it, and they've been successful. I think they've won the last two games. And so I know they won the last two games. You know, they won in Tampa last year, and they won in Los Angeles this year. So, and when you watch the tape from the game before, the week three game, again, this is a week three game too. When you watch that tape, the Rams' defensive front gave Brady some trouble. But what was more surprising was in the game, there was no – the Rams blocked the Bucs' front really well. They controlled the game. And that was shocking to me because typically that's where the Bucs gain the advantage. Now, they didn't run the ball great, but they ran it. They ran it enough to where it was effective. And then they made some deep shots. So I think this is going to be a back-and-forth game. I think Jensen, knowing how tough he is, I think he's probably going to play because Jensen just – that's what he is. The question is, can he play effectively? You know, whether these – I think that's the question we as bettors have to ask ourselves. Even if they play, are they going to be effective? If Worth plays, is he going to be effective? You know, and then how that handles. So I think knowing this, you know, the leading ball carry in the last game was Tom Brady. He was leading ball carry. And so they couldn't run the ball, and Fournette got hurt in this game, and Gronk got hurt in this game. So the dynamics are completely shifted. I never want to go against Brady, but I do think the Rams have a hell of a chance today because I think the Rams understand how to play both sides of the ball in this game in terms of the strategic element.
Yeah, and it'll also be interesting. We find out more about those injuries that you mentioned, Michael. Like, does that cause a little bit of line movement here if the Bucs are going to have Jensen and Wirfs back, if they're not going to have them back? How does that affect the point spread with Tampa between a 2.5 and a 3-point favorite? The last game on Sunday, Nick's been calling it like the piece de resistance the entire weekend, basically just because the stakes of the game feel absolutely massive, even for a divisional playoff game. Josh Allen and the Bills at Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, rematch of the AFC Championship game last year, won by Kansas City with Mahomes, you know, nursing an injury in that game. Now we kind of have the rematch in the playoffs at least, with Buffalo having won in the regular season. Chiefs a 2-point favorite. Total in the game is 54. What do you expect in a game I think we all can't wait to watch?
You know, I think it's fascinating. I think this is week six that this game was played. And at that time, the Chiefs were 2.5-point favorite. And, you know, the Chiefs are playing a hell of a lot better now than they were then. And especially defense. I mean, the Chiefs' defense really didn't turn around until the second half of the Washington game. They're losing to Washington 13-10. At halftime, and they go in and they win the game 31-13. The next week, they lose to Tennessee 27-3, but because they turned the ball over. And from that point on until the Cincinnati game and the Denver game, this defense has played pretty well. And I think it'll play much better than it did the first game. The first game, Buffalo dominated. I mean, they ran the football. I mean, Allen only had to throw the ball 26 times, and he had over 300 yards. He made big plays. They attacked the secondary. What makes the Bills so challenging to play is because Allen, they have now decided that Allen's going to be their main runner. And you've got to defend that. It's a single wing concept, and you've got to handle it. And you've got to be able to say, okay, if we play man-to-man on the back end, are we going to be able to handle him if he starts to scramble? The answer is usually probably no, because he can overpower people and he can run away from people. It's a dynamic combination. So, you know, I think this is a back-and-forth game. I think Buffalo's defense is a tad overrated in the sense that they're not great at pressuring the passer. They play great zones. Andy Reid will know exactly what they're in. They're very comfortable with it, and I think the Chiefs will have a good game plan. I think this is going to come down to the final seconds of the game. I think it's a conference championship game played in the divisional round, which is going to be awesome.
It is going to be absolutely awesome. Just to be so, Michael, sounds like you kind of like the Chiefs in the game if you had to. I think it's a coin flip, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot again here, but you would roll with Kansas City if you had to make a bet in this game?
I think it's the game I'm the least confident in predicting the outcome. You know, I think it's a hard one because I think, you know, we don't sometimes – I mean, look, if you go back and watch the Jet game in the last game of the year, and you're wondering if the Bills – I mean, that's a 13-10 game going in the fourth quarter now.
I had the Jets plus 16. I know. They lost by 17. It was brutal.
And the Jets did nothing on off. They have 43 total yards in the game. I mean, they had more yards sacked. They gave up more yards sacked by sacks than they did in passing. So, like, and yet they were right in the game. They were right there. The speed of the Jets' defense gave them a little bit of trouble. Now, the Patriots have no speed on defense, and that gave them no trouble. So, to me, I'm not really sure what Bills team we're going to see today. I think Allen's dynamic. There's no doubt about it. I just think you can move the ball on the Bills. I think you can throw the football on the Bills. Tampa did effectively in the first half when they played them. I think Andy Reid will do the same.
Michael, this was awesome, man. We really appreciate it. Can't wait for the Chiefs and Bills tomorrow. Your analysis of all four games was absolutely stellar. Enjoy the games this weekend. Good luck with all the wagers, and we'll catch up with you down the line here on You Better, You Bet.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi just joined us on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. He was spectacular.
That was awesome breakdown. That was very good. So he likes the under potentially in both games today. And I think gave you a lot of good stuff on kind of how Tennessee wants to play that maybe makes you like the under as well.
It was absolutely spectacular. You know what else is going to be absolutely spectacular? Real and spectacular. Our prop breakdown is coming up on the other side. Full prop breakdown for both games today. Whatever you prefer with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.